Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China. Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. Our real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. We appreciate you vibing out with us at the 6 o'clock hour. I know that we've been doing some moving and shaking, and last week we were unable to do the show due to technical difficulties, but we do appreciate your patience with us and moving and shaking with us, you know, as we go forward. We just got some transitions going on, different things. I do want to give a big shout-out to our new social media and advertising exec with Illusions, Miss Skylar DeGroat. Amazing talent, amazing. She's a poet, too. Just can't wait for her to be on the radio show as well. But just thankful to have her on our team. And I do want to tell you guys, please mark your calendars for Saturday, March 30th. Right here in Kinston, North Carolina, Illusions 10th anniversary show is going to be fire. We got an amazing lineup of artists. We have Moody Black, Blues, Ty Allen, Ill Will. We got Desana Hanu, and so many singers, rappers, poets. It's going to be off the chain. You got to be in the building. And also, there's a show coming up that the Kiss 101, Kiss 101, Kiss 101.9 Kiss FM. I still call it Kiss 102's DJ Ski Money. We're actually going to be partnering together to have a show called Indie Live, and we're going to be representing indie artists all day, every day. So I hope you guys come check out the show. Come vibe out with us, and just the independent artists that we have, because you never know. You know, everybody needs an outlet, a place to express themselves to the arts, and some people don't have that. So just to be able to have that and have a place that you can actually show your product, you can actually be heard, you know, we want to provide that atmosphere. And we're actually going to be doing a lot more of that on a regular basis. Our first show will be April 5th. It's going to be at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30 to 11 p.m. And the show is only $10. And you get a chance to see indie artists. And the way I'm seeing it is that for everybody who's coming to open mics in different places who don't have an outlet, that's your opportunity. You can actually get, we got a few open mic spots available. You can call in. You can actually call in to either Ski Money or China, which is me, and let us know, and we'll see if we can add you to the slots. We don't have too many slots, but we do have our featured artists, which will be in the building. Cannot wait to hear them all. And the band, Dave Fontaine, will be in the building as well. So just looking forward to having you all rock out with us and celebrate the independent artists, because everybody needs an outlet. Everybody needs a door to express themselves and to share their talents. And we don't always have that. So that's what Illusions is for. That's what A1 Street Productions is for. That's what all these different open mics and events, it gives you an opportunity to express yourselves through the arts. So hope you guys can come out and rock out with us and support, like I said, the independent artists. Buy their products. A lot of people have CDs. A lot of people are working on CDs. You know, it takes a lot to put together the art form, especially if it's your gift and you love what you do, and you get a chance to see these acts and artists in rare form, and you get to see the band in rare form as well. So I'm looking forward to being in the building. I don't know about y'all, but mark your calendars for March 30th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kitson, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts from 8:30 to 12 a.m. We're going to get it. We're going hard. And I'll also be letting you guys know about the after party and the pre-party real soon. So that'll be in the mix. And also, we're going to be featuring artists. So anybody who wants to be featured on the radio show here with the Lyrical Cypher, shoot me an email, because I want to be able to support local artists, all artists. When you sing, you write, you spit, you do comedy, or what have you. Give me, I don't mind having that, providing an opportunity for you to share yourself, your gifts. And that's what this is for. We're all about support. So if you have something going on in your community, let us know so we can support you. And let us know so we can be just that ear and that just the opportunity to do, just to give others the opportunity to support you and your organization. And also, if you want to call in and if you feel inspired to get on the mic, that's what this is for. You know, we can't see you. We can only hear you. And this is your opportunity that if you are shy, utilize this time to perfect your craft. Like I said, if you're a comic, do your poetry. The only thing we ask for you guys to do is just keep it clean, keep it positive. You know, and other than, so we can stay on air, most definitely. But that's just what we do with Illusions. And that's also what we do with Lyrical Cypher. Just ask you to keep it clean, keep it positive, and we rock out with you. Most definitely. We just do that so we have the clean version, the radio version. I know a lot of radio has changed, but we just do our best to stay on deck with the radio edited version. So I did want to say, just to everybody, I'd like to give inspirational nuggets, different things to think about, you know, and if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended, but one thing I have been saying, and I've been listening to different motivational life coaches, motivational speakers, just talking about having a vision. And I think it's necessary to have a vision. And I heard one key thing that helped me, and I'm going to apply it to my life, and maybe you can apply it to yours. So just knowing and recognizing Dr. Miles Monroe said something very profound to me, and the message that he said was, when you have a vision, just make sure that you are doing what it takes to make that vision come true. You know, whatever that vision is that you want to come past, you know what work and work ethic and effort has to go into it. So make sure that you put and apply whatever that vision, whatever you see yourself, you see that vision coming to pass just by staying consistent. You know what it takes. If you don't know what it takes, research and find out what it takes. And so with that being said, I'm going to play another track, and we're going to be closing out real soon. So if you want to call in, call 323-642-1532, and we'd love to have you. Let's get it.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave me, just want enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but doves. He said, "Preacher, man, I just love the fish to slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came over here, cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Years ago, about at 35.
Dr. Valentino to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino to the OR, please.
All nurses to the nurses' station.
I remember sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within, hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news. It was evident and destined to take place, just not now, not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound, echoing profusely. Ears drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection, acknowledged her flaws, wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groom me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation when they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember who you are and where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're gonna talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. And embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within, hearing those words.
Go. Go.
sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home ever since she went away.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed our 30-minute segment. We will get back with you. We're going to do this again one more time next week at 6 o'clock. I hope you guys can take the time out, kind of move and shake with us for a moment, and we'll be right back at you at 9 o'clock. And also, we're going to be featuring different artists. We have Garrett Gooch, who is an awesome gospel singer and songwriter, who will be on the radio show with us very soon in March. And we got some more people that are going to be coming up. We got some different businesses and organizations that we're going to be putting out there, and different features and featured artists as well. So I hope you guys enjoy the show so far and enjoy the tracks that we played. And like I say, if you have a track that you want played or put in the rotation with us, please email lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. I need your permission to play your tracks, so feel free to send those to me by lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. You guys be blessed. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and have a good night, and see you next Tuesday at 6 o'clock.